Guys on the Brewing Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've had a little bit of fun today calling around the state and the country, if you will, to talk about this quarantine situation. And let's bring it home now, Bob, in that, you know what? I've got friends whose companies have shut down or reduced their hours. You and I are in outside sales. I've got several of my customers that aren't taking appointments from salespeople now.
Do not visit me.
I mean, you and I are nomads. We go to five businesses a day. You don't know where those people have been when you talk to them. So we're exposed and we're carriers potentially. I'm healthy. You're healthy. I've not been tested, but I've got no symptoms either.
Well,
but
my shirt says carrier, so
right,
I must be.
Right. Yeah. There. Good pun, Jop. Thanks. But anyway, we want to talk a little bit about maybe just some fundamental skills if you're stuck at home and you can't work and you got to do a barbecue.
A little barbecue 101 to survive the China virus.
Right.
So I think that if you're going to have a little time to practice, the easiest thing in the world to do if you've never done one is to smoke a butt. And I'm talking real barbecue, just smoking a Boston butt, a pork shoulder, whatever you want to call it. And that is a large muscle. Pardon me, comes off the front of the hog, and it's so dense that you can really abuse it, and it still turns out okay.
Right.
You know, you really want to probably try and have your temperature about 250 and go as long as you can. So here's the thing about practicing barbecue. You're going to have a beer, okay, because this is going to take some patience.
I'm saying close to six because it's a 14-hour deal.
I mean at a time, one
oh,
at
yeah.
a time.
Oh, yeah, at a time, right, yeah.
You can't hold six and right. and clean up a butt. Leave it alone. So, and when it comes to a pork shoulder or a pork butt, you can trim it or you don't have to trim it. It depends on what kind of, you're going to end up with a lot of grease if you don't trim it. So if you're using some kind of a smoker that has something to catch the grease, don't worry about trimming it. But if you're going to do a precarious situation like doing it on a Weber kettle or something like that, you can put your coals on both sides and then just put a drip tray below it to catch your grease.
Right.
But you're going to have a real mess if you don't do something to get rid of some of that fat before you smoke it. I suggest trimming a butt if it's your first time. It'll give you a good time to practice on it and kind of let you handle that thing and get your hands on it and kind of feel what you're really dealing with. You'll sense the density and, I don't know, become one with the butt.
Right. God knows I've done that.
But, and so then what a lot of people like to do is rub a little mustard on a butt, right? That sounds weird. But this is all going to be weird stuff. But it's mustard works. And
why? What are you putting mustard on there for?
I think it's mythology, to be honest with you.
I think it's to hold the seasonings better.
It does that. But it also, there's vinegar in it, and mustard's a great spice for any kind of barbecue. The Germans brought us that, so that's why we like mustard. I don't know that it was originally in the U.S. But anyway, so you rub some cheap yellow mustard on it, and then a spice blend, and you can make your own up, or you can just buy one at like Garrett's or Sobey Meats or Marendorf, depending on your market where you're at. If you're up in Houghton Lake area on 98.5 UPS, you can go to R&J's Best Choice Market. He's got a ton of spices.
Right.
And he even sells the butts.
Right.
So let that thing get on there for about 6 hours. When that internal temperature gets to 145, pull it out, wrap it in foil, put a little bit of brown sugar on top, wrap it up, put it back in at 275 to 350, wherever you want to go, until that internal temperature gets to 195, you pull it off and you park it for a half an hour, you're a success.
Right, exactly. Now, what you'll find, one last tip on that, is there's two kinds of butts, one with bone in, one boneless, doesn't matter.
Nope.
Either one of them will work just fine.
No, that's right. So that's how you're going to survive this China virus with a little bit of barbecue. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, be safe out there. Keep yourself healthy and get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.